Masechet Kelim, Perek Yud Het, Mishnah He, a keli that breaks. If it cannot function normally anymore, it becomes tahor. He will talk about a bed that was tameh, that had a bed frame and four legs, and in what situation does that bed become tahor? Mishnah says, Mita shaita tameha midras, a bed that was tameh with tumat midras, where, let's say, a zav caused a bed to become tameh by resting his weight on it, even if he doesn't touch it directly. If he rests his weight, that's enough to make it tameh. Nitela ketzara ushte chira'im tameh. If the end board was removed with two of the legs that were attached to it, it remains tameh. The reason is that what's left of the bed, the sideboards and the end board with the two legs, could still function as a bed, even though the bed here would slope down. It's a little bit uncomfortable. It's still possible to sleep in it, so it's used in its normal way. Aruka ushte chira'im tehora. But if the sideboard and the two legs that are attached to it were removed, the bed is tahor. It's considered to be broken. What's left of the bed, the headboard and the footboard, and a sideboard as well with two legs, cannot function as a bed. It tilts over to one side, and a person cannot lie down on it without rolling off. Rabbi Nehemia metameh. Rabbi Nehemia says, no, it's tameh, even in the second case. If there's still a way for the bed to function in some way, if it can be held up by another bed or supported by a different one, then it still is a utensil. It's still a bed and could be used. But Tanakama says, no, it has to have the ability to support itself alone, or else it's considered to be broken, and then tahor. Gadad shete leshonot lochsan. If one broke off two of the strips of wood that were placed underneath the blocks of the bed, that were diagonal, they were corner to corner across from each other. Gadar shete chira'ayim lochsan, or he broke two legs that were diagonally across from each other, breaking off a tefach or more from the bottom of each one. In both these cases, the bed is totally unstable because the broken corners will be lower than the other two. Oh, shemi'ata pahot mitefach, or he shortened the entire bed to a height of less than a tefach off the ground by cutting or breaking off the bottoms of the legs. So therefore, it's so low to the ground, it's not a bed anymore. In these three cases, tehora, the bed is tahor going forward.